has been the New International Translation for quite a number of years. I had a little foray into another translation maybe 10 years ago, but I have stuck with the New International Translation. But I appreciate how the New Living renders my text for this morning. Listen to it as I read from the New Living Translation from 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verses 1 through 7. Paul is writing to the people of Corinth. Now I want you to know, dear brothers and sisters, what God in his kindness has done through the churches in Macedonia. They are being tested by many troubles, and they are very poor. But they are also filled with abundant joy, which has overflowed in rich generosity. For I can testify that they gave not only what they could afford, but far more. And they did it of their own free will. They begged us again and again for the privilege of sharing in the gift for the believers in Jerusalem. They even did more than we had hoped, for their first action was to give themselves to the Lord and to us, just as God wanted them to do. So we have urged Titus, who encouraged your giving in the first place, to return to you and encourage you to finish this ministry of giving. Since you excel in so many ways, from us, I want you to excel also in this gracious act of giving. May the Lord bless the reading of his word. A couple of weeks ago, as I met on Zoom with several pastors, one of the group shared from this passage, 2 Corinthians 8, and he pointed out the abundant joy of the Macedonian church. And that was very evident in the passage that I just read. And Dan's word to us was to walk in abundant joy. That was the word on that day, right before Christmas. And I thought at that point how such a message would be a good beginning to the new year. And it would be an encouragement for us at ABC. We've heard endless recountings of what a challenging year 2020 was. And frankly, we're tired of it. Some of you groan to yourselves when I even bring it up right now, because we know about it. We've been through it, for goodness sake. I'm not going to recount the year other than to say that ABC embraced those challenges. Lots of churches did. I've rarely heard of a church that didn't embrace the challenge and go forward into this. And because they embrace it with the kind of faith, and we embrace it with the kind of faith that comes from knowing that we have a great God. It's not about us. It's not about the plague. It's about God. And it's been a joy for me personally to be part of this church family as we've met the enemy and we've stood up to his attacks, because I believe it's the enemy. It's the enemy who's doing this. We stood up to his attacks by the strength and power of God, and we've weathered those attacks. You see, Satan will still attempt his guerrilla raids, okay? His little surgical impacts. But rest assured, he's defeated. He knows that. And therefore, he's history. So stand up to him. And with that in mind, and using this text from 2 Corinthians, I want to encourage us to make even greater strides to walk in abundant joy in this new year of 2021. Now, over the past several weeks, it's not in our hymnal, okay? But we sang God Rest Ye Merry Gentlemen, I believe, when we were Christmas caroling. It's a familiar carol. And that carol begins with these words: God rest ye, merry gentlemen, let nothing you dismay. Remember, Christ our Savior was born on Christmas Day to save us all from Satan's power when we were gone astray. O tidings of comfort and joy. Comfort and joy. O tidings of comfort and joy. Let nothing ye dismay. Very King James-ish. We can't be dismayed when we know who's in charge. Another old song, gospel song, encourages us with, be not dismayed whate'er betide. God will take care of you. Neath his wings of love abide. God will take care of you. That's the promise. That's the promise. We can rest assured in that. God will take care of us. And that's why we can walk in abundant joy. Now, to the passage. Almost to the passage. Next week, I'm going to resume my Being the Church in Challenging Times series, which is the study of 1 Corinthians. And I think I'm going to be in chapter 10 there. And as I pointed out in that study of 1 Corinthians, Paul probably wrote more letters to the Corinthians than we have. We have the two, 1 and 2 Corinthians, that we have in our New Testament. They are the two that remain, but apparently there were some other ones that Paul kind of refers to that you see snippets of it in 1 Corinthians and a lot more in 2 Corinthians. And our passage for this morning is in the second letter, 2 Corinthians. And Paul takes a rather extensive aside in chapters 8 and 9 of 2 Corinthians. Now remember, there were no verse numbers and chapters in the original. Paul was just writing a letter, okay? And he takes an aside, which is a hallmark of Paul's teaching method, okay? When a thought hits him, okay, he doesn't put it off until later. He deals with it on the spot. He's probably dictating to an amanuensis, a person who's taking dictation, okay? And so he goes, oh, yeah, I need to talk about that. And so he's not the earliest recorded case of ADD. Oh, there's a squirrel. No, that's not Paul. Paul is, oh, yeah, I better address that right away here. Instead, he's making sure that his teaching to the Corinthians is complete. And this passage here in at the beginning of chapter 8 is the beginning of that interlude where he brings up the subject of generosity. And it runs through both chapters 8 and 9. And I've often used these chapters, especially chapter 9, in sermons on giving. And I've talked, and I'll talk about that a little bit here today, but what I mostly want to talk about here is what Paul is pointing out about walking in faith and in abundant joy as we face the future. We hear all this stuff about an uncertain future. Our future is certain with God, okay? And so we can go forward in faith and abundant joy. And first of all, notice how abundant joy and generosity and the generosity that comes from it come from the grace of God. Paul uses the Macedonian churches as an example. And he points out how they had been challenged by various troubles, including extreme poverty. But poverty is not something that stops God. His grace is available, and it can be shared. God's grace And generosity can be shared by the poor as well or better than by the rich. Grace is good enough for anyone who chooses to utilize it. The description of the generosity of these extremely blessed Christ followers in Macedonia is that of a wild and joyful and reckless giving. But it's not because they've lost their minds, okay? And it's not because it's because they have experienced the extravagant and lavish giving and the grace of God. Jeffrey has often led us in a song that pictures, it's a song I love, that pictures this when it talks about the overwhelming, never-ending, reckless love of God. God's lavish love is huge here for us. That kind of reckless love stirs into our own holy recklessness. That in itself is a picture of walking in abundant joy, and such joy just naturally just bubbles over. It overflows. And Paul tells us that abundant joy begins when we give ourselves fully to God. Paul was obviously very blessed by what he saw in the extravagance of the Macedonian generosity. He presented the great need of the suffering church in Jerusalem. The church in Jerusalem had been extravagant in this, and they had run upon hard times. And commentators even said it's because they were so reckless that they didn't think about income. They didn't think about production. They just gave. And that might be viable, but they were struggling. They also had difficult times because there was a lot more persecution in Jerusalem. And so they were struggling financially, and there had been a famine as well. And so he presents this great need, and the church in Macedonia fell over themselves to be able to give to the need, even though they didn't have much. Like the Israelites in Exodus 36, which Karen read earlier, they brought their gifts. They put out the word, here, bring these needs into the storehouse. And suddenly, if you read further in that passage, you know that they said, stop, we have enough. It's kind of like the other day when this man by the name of Chris called me, and he's on disability, and he needed a recliner because he slept in his recliner. That's how he had to sleep because of his COPD, and it was broken, okay? And he said, do you know any way, this is what people call, do you know anybody who has a refrigerator? Pastors are supposed to know if anybody has a refrigerator. Or a washing machine, or a spare car, a recliner. It was a little easier. I thought, I'm betting there's some. I mean, Sheila, Andrew has a recliner that Sheila would love to give away. So Chris calls me, and so I put out the word. I have so many recliners. I can have a warehouse of recliners from the generosity of ABC. Okay, we took the first one. It was Ron Sprunger's, and he helped me haul it down there into the sticks down south. It was further, you couldn't see the end of it wasn't the end of the world, but you could see it from there, down below where Dan and Linda live. And we got there, and we looked at Chris, and we looked at Ron and Linda's little recliner, and we thought, we might still need a bigger recliner. But as we took that recliner out of the house, it fell apart, his old one. So we were glad that we took him a new one, and we were glad by the overflowing generosity that you have to put out the word, stop, Stop, ABC. We did that. We do that with the missions offering every year. We do that, the overflowing generosity, and I thank you for that. And I'm not saying that to that you rest on your laurels. Thank you for your generosity. Thank you for giving. The Macedonians, and we could say that to our, about ourselves, even though we're not poverty stricken by any stretch of the imagination, but the Macedonians apparently were struggling with poverty, but they were not staunched by their poverty. In Paul's words, they even did more than we had hoped, for their first action was to give themselves to the Lord and to us, just as God wanted them to do. They gave themselves to God first. And that's the way it's intended. It is the Old Testament idea of giving the first fruits to God. Many people make a practice of paying bills, okay? The first check they write as they get ready, as they're doing their bookkeeping, the first check they write is the one for their offering for church, the first fruits. Another song, since I'm talking about songs this morning, puts it this way: all to Jesus I surrender, all to him I freely give. Giving ourselves fully to God then flows into the abundant joy that comes from giving ourselves to one another. In a lot of ways, this flies in the face of our culture. On one extreme in American culture, we believe in rugged individualism, where what we have is ours because we worked for it and because we earned it, we keep it. And if you want your own, you go and do what we did to get what we have. And there's truth there. You should be able to keep what you earned, okay? But then there's the other extreme, where we believe that everything is everybody's, and if you have more than me, you should give me some of what you have, even though you worked hard for it, and maybe I didn't. You can see where the way I lean, okay? But I believe we need to be somewhere in between there. We have both of these extremes in our culture, and in between them, we have a lot of good people, us. But the Christ follower knows that what he or she has is God's anyway. And the God who generously gave his one and only Son wants us to give all as well, and joyfully at that. In other words, abundant joy comes from faithful generosity, whether it's monetary, whether it's our time, whether it's our wisdom, whether it's our talent. You know, somebody who took time to nurture Jay 35 years ago, took the time to do that. We have those people who speak into our lives. And now Jay and Heather are in ministry around the world because of that. In other words, abundant joy comes from faithful generosity, whether it's monetary, time, wisdom, talent, whatever. It's not a sacrifice. It's a privilege. In fact, walking in abundant joy urges us on to excellence. And this is my prayer for us in 2021, that we walk with faith and excellence, and all the while that we walk in abundant joy. We frequently talk about being a holy people. And I frequently define holiness as being set apart, literally reserved for God. And if we're going to do that, we need to actually be different. We need to be different And in order to be different, we need to be people of integrity. Integrity is becoming more and more a rare commodity. We need to keep our word. We need to be reliable. We need to be honest. Christians need this, okay? It seems like even in the church, we struggle with keeping our word, with honesty, with integrity. People of faith, that we should also be people of faith, not shaken by world events. We need to keep our eyes on Christ and not be distracted into fear by what we see going on around us and around the world. And this is one of those duh ones, but we need to be people of the book. In other words, we believe what we find here. Okay? We need to practice what we find here. We need to practice what we find here in the Word of God. And then we need to be people of witness. We have the best news ever, okay? So share it. We have experienced God's kindness and His grace and His generosity. That gives us something to tell people about. It's like Busy calling me up yesterday and saying, I need to tell you about a miracle that I learned about this morning. Share it. Tell people about it. And we need to be people of generosity. ABCers give and give and give. Let's keep it up. I'm just saying, keep it up. Let's keep our eyes open for opportunities to be Jesus to people and then pass on the lavish love of God through giving. And that might be here in the offering basket, okay? And it might be with a struggling mom in the line at the grocery store. You know, she's struggling there. She's struggling to pull her wallet out. She's got, two munchkins hanging on her legs. And you just look and say, I'll pay that. Or, you know, the people that pay for your coffee or more at Tim Hortons. You find out that the person in front of you paid for it. You could do that on steroids, okay? It might be with giving needs around the world as you see them. God knows, and He will lead you, and that will make us into people of abundant joy. It will be the natural outcome of being abundantly joyful. So, in 2021, let's walk in abundant joy. Let's walk in abundant joy. Amen? Amen. I'm going to have a word of prayer, and then we will move into communion. We just felt that it was a good day on this first day of prayer and fasting to begin by gathering around the Lord's table, figuratively, and celebrating the death, the resurrection of Jesus Christ, what it's all about. And so let's begin by having a word of prayer preparation for communion. Let's pray.